That's just fun to do. I'm going to go home and try to finish this job description that I need to finish. So I can get that posted. Start hiring. Start getting people up in the building. Doing things. Making stuff. Maybe I'll throw a load of laundry in, too. I can try and get they built a building. Well, I don't know. They built a scaffolding of a building. I feel like this wasn't here last week. Shoots on SmackDown. Best part about that is you don't need to watch SmackDown, you just watch afterwards. That was a fun podcast. Good to get Danny in. I don't see Danny nearly enough. I guess he's been out and about lately, so, you know, maybe that's part of it, but I see. Oh, right, the Headbangers on SmackDown. Yeah, that's... forgot all about that. A little tidbit of info.
Damn.
Well, I feel better. I don't know about you guys. When the dope gets moved, I feel alive.
Now I'd like to welcome y'all to my house, you know what I'm saying? You in my hut now, so I oblige you to please take off your sneakers and shoes, because it's like Japan in here. Also, you can hang your jackets and coats on them hangers I got over there. And I've laid out some good-ass cheese as well as some nice meats to go with that good-ass cheese for your pleasure and enjoyment. And, you know, once you're done with your snacks, I want you to follow me to that stairway you see over yonder, you know what I'm saying? Because today we're going to go up that stairway together. Now, calm down. I'm a nice dude, and it's a safe house. But I need y'all to walk. Because if you don't, you're going to get lost. So stick by me, all right? Like, you know, if you get scared, you know, just remind yourself this is only hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Repeat after me. This is only hip-hop. This is only hip-hop. I got you, niggas might run up in my spot. Crews be imposters, full finished monsters. Y'all niggas look tough, but y'all niggas dressed in costumes. Hopefully old gangsters, fuck boy wanksters, rent boy swagger. You know I can't stand you because of y'all. I can't hear you call, but who about to fly like me? Say crime, Hennessy, isn't he? Mr. Museums, my YouTube numbers like Welcome to the Jungle. Stupid ass bitch says she did it before me, but her viewership is a shadow in the barrels. On point did I dip, wanna get doing the butt a bit with art history, PhD, candidate bitches. Yo, never ever should have put a nigga on tour, tearing up cores, tearing up floors. Auditoriums is the pulp that I'm pulling from, but I already said too much. This shit right here is only just the intro. Just hip-hop. That's all it is, man. Skip boys, killing shit. Crush your enemies totally.
Girl, keep calling me. Sit back, relax, split a six-pack, pop a Xanax with a tan-ass bitch. When the man's out of town with the kids, came over with my dick and some Tony Roma's ribs. What can I do? Too good looking to finish high school. Came to Hollywood in 9-2 with a briefcase full of bud. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. This is the hook to the rap song. Shake it pretty mama, this is the hook to the rap song. Poppin' Chris in the club, y'all. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. The Beatles said let it.
Our next record is dedicated to all you gals who don't beat us. Oh, hell. Our next record is dedicated to all you gals who don't beat us. Our next record is dedicated to all you gals who don't appreciate us men enough. A hard man is good to find. I mean, a good man is hard to find.
Calling all parents! Calling all kids!
Blank face, Trey A, kill everybody, fuck an AK, sell narcotics, I step my dollars up to Bill Gates, push all limits, you looking timid, need to back off, puck ass cops, some crackers want us with our black off, thug like niggas is 96, I want the gang bang, few years later, I'm really from it, we were still kids,
crack off, nigga. I'm squeezing empty till the shell break. Fuck my image, I need to drop, I need the
blank face. Cause brain damage from my mechanics. Keep a two waste. Sell narcotics, I'm slinging diamonds with your back in. Stack large commas, you with your riders, where your back grown. Came four figures, I make deposits with the gold ring. Jeans look dirty, I hit the Chevy with the rims on. All bad bitches, they wanna fuck me with the gas on. Real life, nigga, I'm in the suit to all the weed blown. Way long, long, I hit the door behind a cell phone. Y'all don't hear me, I want the money ride. Ruby Tony, no face killer, I see the money ride. Yeah, blank face, clear everything out the safe. Crack the big bank, robbing your kids too. My heart a in blue, the devil in all blue, huh?
What's on the radio? Like,
I'm gonna come in here with some of my gay friends and we're gonna do a show. All right.
Yeah. What kind of show?
No. How many gay friends will show up? Will you bring? How many are you saying you're gonna bring? Don't go to your phone. There's nobody in there.
Stop by the rainbow room on the way here.
Are you googling gay people right now?
I know. This is like going through his contacts. No.
Once a month, I'm talking to
Elton John's gonna be here.
He's just googling gay friends in his phone right now.
Gay celebrities.
I didn't know
how to get gay friends.
Why are you looking at your phone?
I'm gonna have some gay people call me.
It's too.
Gay ass, punk ass, trick ass, suck ass, fuck ass. Thinking of a hood ass, gay white jelly packing ass, nigga. You better get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out of here. Some trill ass niggas in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, y'all know the motherfuckers stole y'all non-smokers, non-sippers. Get the fuck up out of here, bitch.
Nigga, it's a sipping ass. Pouring up ass, smoking ass, getting high ass, nigga, near 360.
Okay,
nigga, we put it down in this motherfucker.
And we ain't playing with you. Y'all know the motherfuckers go home.
Now pour it up, nigga.
Dipping on some scissors. 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 Dipping on some scissors.
With my 3-6 niggas pulling up in my Southern Credo. Quick fast, but put it on your ass like John Vito. Cause you front and rap singer, be creaming like a singer. You ain't from the manger, boy, but you get the middle finger. Come danger, rum drinker, occasionally take your bitch to the tilly and be a dick and come slanger. When Big Bud come danger, nigga, ring your alarm. Sexy thing on my arm, cup of drink in my palm. That crazy shit, I'm trippin' on some skinny bitches, something that's wholesome. Florida the Folsom, for the most I'm steady sippin' on some sippin' on some scissor.
Old school.
We want to eradicate that term. We want to just get rid of it. It's classic.
Classic hip-hop.
I'm Chuck D, and you are checking out Backspin. Sirius XM. Let's get it right or be gone.
Games do we do unfinished sub that we don't do quick looks of? I don't know. It's usually something that's governed by when it comes out in a release state, if it's something that there's still interest around. There's no yeah, that was never really meant to be part of it. Sometimes we do that unfinished and say, like, ah, you know, okay, I think we've seen everything we need to see of this and move on.
Down, never, never go down. Don't a smartphone, iPhone, or Android?
Yeah!
Of course you do. We're on both. Download the SiriusXM app and take Shade 45 on the go.
Hey, man, more bang for your buck, homie.
And that's the way I can pay you back.
No conversation with the fake. That bar. All my bitches independent, bitch. That bar. I just want the paper. That bar. All my bitches flavor. That bar. That bar.
It's impossible to love it if you don't come from it. There's things that goes on, you just can't stomach. I've seen it all happen, but I ain't saying nah. 24-7 in the hood is high. If you wanna fall through, get top on the phone. He don't pick up, then it ain't boo. Let you know it ain't good to stop.
That boy.
I'm a watch nigga, and we not kosher. Shit, niggas only concern is the bottom line like a stockholder. This is where they come, where they cop and boulders. Hoes can't fight, but they disposed. Still sipping on that wild Irish rose. Still rock, swap, me designer clothes. Ah! Black Mac 11 in my mattress. Make 100 racks to a backflip. Might go up a loop on a pose. Pussy pop for a bankroll. All my killers with me got a blank face. On that fuck you bitch with a tight paint. Make them pull up on your block with them two birds. Let me at your face, hey. Moving with the rock and the clock is sellers. You either selling rock or you flock to get it. You either on the watch where the clock is ticking. The life of my watch and my bomb to niggas. Get pissed, I'ma post a bomb. No P.O.P. go hold it down. Look, need cash, gotta get you some. If I ain't to tell you money ain't everything, he don't want you to get none. So we dug it like DMX. Bleed shit, PMS, point blank, period. Meet me on the ES, I'm fully with the BS. Believe that.
Push press
a
38 till it free your chest. The BP on the P.O.S. desk. I'm J.C. Blowout press, relate me to your blows. Bears can hit me, I'll remote your death from HD. Cause I'm photo theft, my AC, antifreeze got a tap. Hold your breath from 8 feet when I hold this tech. Protect me from the local threats. My IDs and my eye don't rest. My IV qualified T-Rex society. Get my IQ vexed. Denying me from my Ivy school. Applying me to the street. I slept. I quietly had to hold this tool. Reminding me of the black I rep. The turf I stepped. The church and the earth I blessed. The first I guess. The alert was the perk I chef. That hurts the fruit with perks of a kill. Confess this first. The worst. The first 48 address. The search and loss of verse of the birth. Finesse the odd. The curse of a pose. Assess the good. The flaw. The pain to reverse what's left.
Me no conversation with the fake. That bar. All my bitches independent bitches. That bar. I just want the paper. That bar. All my bitches flavor. That bar. That bar. That bar. That bar. Hey.
Lamborghini high cream soda with the white card. Solo hold profit. Yeah, solo hold profit. Fortune teller making withdrawals and deposits. Ironic, they wanna know where I've been in. Where the fuck I've been hiding in. When the fuck am I dropping that new work that take them to church and turn the universe upside down again? Since you're so smart, I can't get in my groove till we get the cue first.
I got all eyes on me, call me Three Pack.
Hang on, nigga, let me get some. Hang on, nigga, hang on.
Made a meal and I spent it in the same day. Gotta chop another AK. Get money on a vacay. Go gadgets in the driveway. Tony in July 8. Yeah, I'm killing kitties on a Sunday. I ain't ballin' in a Hyundai. My Ferrari got a toothpaste. Swerve in a big body. Your favorite artist, I'm a big homie. Yeah, I'm walking with a fifth and I ain't bowling. I'm a crip, homie. I'm with a blues, with a low sack. With a blood, with a choke. Brown gloves for the combat. Hot beds in your contacts. Hot beds on my set name. Glenn in the Moussain. High dread of the rap game. Her solo coming up next. Since I got a classic, nigga. Her sage got it mastered. The fire burner through the plastic. So fingers to the badges. They don't lay you to the racks of all. When I was broke, that wouldn't accept the call. Daddy yell me for my decimals. Blank faces gotta answer them off. Enemies gotta bob and weave. Gang banging like you stand for something. While Alton Sterling getting killed for nothing. Two cowards in the car, they just there to film. Saying Black Lives Matter, should have died with him. Wrong nigga in your hood, you gon' ride on him. White nigga with a badge, you gon' let that slide. Tell me how they sent that footage off and slept that night. I feel bad that my daughter gotta live this life. I'll die for my daughter, gotta fight this fight. Put a blank face on, nigga, let that drop.
That part.
The making of a classic.
Let's play some of these classics for the people.
Drop me an old school beat.
Exclusively on Eminem
Shade 45.
Drop the needle.
Here we go.
Actually, this is pre-recorded, but it's on. Would have been tonight, August 1st.
I guess. Oh, so it's yeah. Well, when this,
but it'll be on, I guess, every Monday. I'm true. Two TV, yeah. So, Tony did one for me.
Oh,
and
nice.
We get like, sometimes get started. So the kid was interviewing Tony, and then he was gonna prank Tony with the joke, right?
Yes, he thinks he's pranking me, and then the whole thing.
Oh, and then what? You melt down or something?
The whole thing turns.
He goes, we go. This is Tony's first board, and the Skate Museum is gonna present it. So you're gonna break it and watch Tony freak out. And wasn't that the idea? And then he breaks it over a speaker. He doesn't accidentally break it. He breaks it.
Yeah. And yeah. He breaks it over the speaker. What the fuck? But he swapped it with he thinks it's fake. And spoiler alert. And then breaks it.
Good thing it aired last night.
And then the speaker catches fire. And then everyone has to run out.
Oh, that's fun.
And then someone brings this charred board.
Yeah, right. So the joke is like a double joke. So he breaks it in front of Tony on the speaker. And Tony's like, "What are you doing? That's my favorite. What are you doing?" And he goes, "You've been on Star Slam, like some dumb show we made up." And then Tony's like, "What? What's going on?" He goes, "It's a prank show." He goes, "You fucking broke my board. Like, it's not even." He goes, no, it's, and they go, fire, fire. So they all run outside, and then it's just dead silence of Tony and the guy, and the guy's just staring at Tony and goes, did you break my board for real? And he goes, no, sir, no, it's a joke show. I don't know.
God.
I don't know what happened. There wasn't supposed to be a fire. And then they carry Tony's real board out and it's melted because it was in the fire they just had.
Right.
And then he goes,
Tony was tearing up.
Yeah, because Tony goes, like, is really this was. My board, this new one? And the guy goes, I do not know. And he goes, you know it is. Tell me this is my board. And he goes, I have to ask. I don't know. He goes, dude, this is my board. Look at me. You ruined my real board. I know your joke, but then the real one got ruined. And he goes, I just have to talk to the guy. I don't know what's going on.
I don't.
Oh, he just fully knocked it down.
This is not what's supposed to happen.
It was not. And then all bad.
Not, and he's just like stammering and. By
the way, he was frying so hard. I walked into the shot and I go, hey, dude, you fuck with Tony Hawk, you don't care about him? And then he's like, well, that's right here. Like, everything wasn't making sense. And then I go, you're on Famous, the show you don't know. You know, like, it's not like candy camera. They go, what? And then I tell him, and then he's like, oh, fuck, thank God.
Did I didn't tell you that after you left that day,
yeah.
You know, we shot that over a few hours, and then after you left, they were breaking for lunch, and then I was getting my lunch, and I was kind of getting ready to go. He's like, all right, so we're going to reset. We're going to do this again. I go, we need to do it again. He's like, we have another guy.
Oh, another thing.
Do the same thing. I was like,
did you scram on?
I thought we were going to, I thought that was it.
I thought we were going to go home.
I got to drive home. I got to people's courts on at 4 o'clock, and I got
to. I'd like to get the 405 just to make it a 5-hour drive.
Yeah. They let me go, though.
They told me that later. They said,
he's like, I was already
asleep. No, I left right before you, but.
Well, I just figured, it's like, well, David's gone.
They need me in one, and then they go, they always do every prank twice because.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They
want
to make sure. Well, they should have told you. Plus, they shouldn't have got you that far before me because I thought you were doing a whole rigmarole, and then I walked in right at the end or something. But they. So they hit me up and goes, they're waiting on you. And I go, it's not even my call time yet. And they go, Tony's here, he's skating around. I go, why would you get here so early? Like, just shoot him. Sorry.
Show the dawn.
Right in there.
Richard, what a good educational info. I always appreciate the chance to visit with you. I hope you have a great week and looking forward to getting the big harvest updates from you here in the coming weeks. So we'll keep in touch with you here very closely as well. Richard Haruska is a market reporter with USDA Service Office in Dodge City, Kansas. Return right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Kenyon from Rural Radio's Western Sports Roundup. Join Amy Wilson and me Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern. We'll let you hear from the biggest names in Western sports. We'll talk about the news of the day and introduce you to the personalities behind the buckles. From rodeo to reining.
Behind the buckles.
And beyond. Join us for Western Sports Roundup. 3 in the West, 6 in the East. Only on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147.
I'm Ron Bennington. Join me as I host George Carlin, A Life in Comedy.
That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your star.
Featuring interviews with fellow comedians on their memories of George.
He always told the truth. He was absolutely brilliant.
And we bring you the world-exclusive George's new album, I Kinda Like It When a Lot of People Die. Featuring unreleased material.
George Carlin,
A Life in Comedy. With me, Ron Bennington.
Friday at 3 p.m. East, noon West.
On Comedy Greats, Channel 94.
With replays all weekend long.
Or listen when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
RE/MAX agents do more from start to sold. They list, they show, they sell, they close. They help, they advise, they research, they guide. They listen, they report, they inspect, they support. They fix, they stage, they promote, they engage. They work, they commit, they move mountains, they win. RE/MAX agents do more from start to sold. It's why nobody else sells more homes. Visit RE/MAX.com. Nobody sells more real estate as measured by residential transaction size. Each office independently owned and operated.
The Rural Evening News, the only primetime newscast that matters to rural America.
How is that affecting our commodities here?
Grain and livestock markets are going all over the place.
The weather outlook for the coming days.
This system is really picking up some steam.
And Western sports.
An incredible ride you will have to see to believe.
In one jam-packed half hour.
The Rural Evening News, weeknights, 7:30, 11:30 Eastern.
On Rural Radio, Channel 147, the agribusiness and...
You gotta keep them separated.
Now back to Toe-to-Toe with Brian Stan on Sirius XM Rush, Channel 93.
All right, as summer comes to a close, Covino and Rich are hitting the road for yet another road trip, this time down the West Coast. Don't worry, folks. They're in a electric car, so not burning too much gas. But the adventure continues 8 p.m. Eastern, live from Seattle. It's Covino and Rich's Road Trip Part 2, 8 p.m. Eastern on your home for Covino and Rich in the Morning and Combat Sports All Day, Sirius XM Rush Channel 93, and on your phone with the Sirius XM app. All right. We were talking about women's MMA. We got a man, Rodney, in San Antonio. Rodney, you want to talk a little bit about Ronda Rousey? How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing, good brother? Ah, brother.
It's called The Sound.
AT40 is back in a sec.
This is AT40.
Keep it live.
With Ryan Seacrest.
We're at 23 now, and we did some serious digging to find some details on the new single Lady Gaga is talking about on social. I'll tell you about the dream team of producers she worked with on it, if our Instagram detective work is right. After Meghan Trainor, 23, Me Too.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's me, standing in the mirror. Who's that sexy thing hanging around the... Let's go, show me some respect.
BPM straight wheel in the night on Liquid Sod, on the night at least on BPM. At Liquid Sod on Twitter, that was a Tiesto and Wolfgang Gardner, of course. And this is
of course.
Back, which chase you down. I'll say hello to Roberto, Alan Reyes, and Michelle Grant, and I'm me on Twitter.
I'm Richard White. This is Big Audio Dynamite.
That's just how this song goes. I mean, some of these stops seem like obviously like very deliberately written into the song. I was freaking out there for a sec.
Oh, starts orders.
And they're off.
That was my first hit, and then come back down, but it's still fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Like, they have in your backyard. And then you had so much speed, that's when the half pipe, you're like, let me just put it on this side, too, so I can go back and then come back. But we had everyone from the neighborhood over. Again, no losses. Everyone wiping out.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, though. Andy was good. We know a high roller opened in Arizona. I think I watched the contest. You told me you weren't in
there. I never got to go there, no. But
you didn't even see it, right?
That's where Kevin Gropes came.
High roller. I had tombstones and pools and all in La Clover Leaf. That's why I could do my... what did I say I could do? Bertelmans?
Bertelmans, yeah. And tail blocks.
I could do tail blocks fucking solid. That was my... That was like my... My big...
That's a good trick. That's a
pussy, yeah. And then I do, no girls there, but I get pissed if they saw it. And then just our lips line all day in those clothes. Frontside, lipside look cool as shit.
There is a whole contingent of skaters, I feel like, that is, like, trying to relearn all of those, like,
fun little ones.
Outdated tricks, like a lot of pool tricks, you know what I mean? There's, like, definitely a resurgence of old school.
Well, I see some on your Instagram. That's really my only connection to skating, is your dumb Instagram. I have to struggle through a few shots of your kids now and then, but overall it's good. And then you'll like hit another guy and they're like jaws or something. There's some guys that just the fun thing I told my friends that they watch it and they go, wow, and I go, it's better to know how to skate, watch it, because you know it's 10 times harder than you think to go, where would your weight be, what would you be leaning back, like I can sort of guess what to do, and I go, oh. And how they flip the boards. Every time you hit with a new one and something different, I just get mind boggled.
Yeah.
But I like that I'm still shocked by it. They're so good.
It's just not some foreign, like, baton twirling.
Right. And I go over to theirs sometimes and creep on out and look at and hit on the pictures and like them, because it's like, I can't believe you. And then they pop up in my feed, you know, from like stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my feed. My like, stuff that might interest you is so boring now.
What is it?
I don't want to see every single skate thing.
Don't worry, I have, like, some of those stuff.
And they found that the dogs process words with the left hemisphere of the brain and use the right hemisphere to process pitch, just like people do. So I'm just going to go ahead and admit I was wrong. I've often laughed at people who have been having complex, quote-unquote, dialogues with their dog and laughing at them for thinking that their dogs understand English. Apparently, I was wrong. I'm okay to admit that. And I love dogs, by the way. Here's Sticks.
Oh, mama, I've been here for my life for too long. I'm a lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Thank you.
I think it'd be funny to take that song and take all the videos of people fucking laying roundabout over them and replace it with that song, because I think that would be really stupid. Sonata in front of me is for official government use only.
I'm gonna do it. on the Guard Channel, Sirius XM. Going down till
the
sun comes out,
again till they get enough. The Guard Channel, coming to this channel on September 8th. It all starts with his first ever concert at
the Ryman Auditorium
in Nashville.
Get a party started, kick it off the Guard Channel, a once-in-a-lifetime event. Can't leave the Guard!
The Guard Channel, coming soon to Sirius XM. Garth Brooks, I can't wait for you to hear the new Garth Channel on Sirius XM.
I think Garth Brooks' music really touches fans of the heart. They understand it, and then they really feel the soul of it.
I've been listening to Garth Brooks since I was born, from my grandmother, my mother, you know, my whole family, everybody.
Coming to this channel on September 8th.
I love everything about him.
I love everything about Garth's music. He's the heart.
I love Garth Brooks.
The story that he tells just touches home.
Get ready for something new, the Garth Channel.
Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a phone
now. All Garth records, plus songs from some friends and some of my heroes.
I've got swinging doors, jukebox, and a bar stool.
You can see what you're doing.
Make yourself comfortable. You're home on the Guard Channel, Sirius XM.
The Guard Channel, coming to this channel on September 8th. It all starts with his first ever concert at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
Guard!
Get a party started. Kicking off the Guard Channel with a once-in-a-lifetime event. The Guard Channel, coming soon to Sirius XM. Hey, everybody, it's Garth. Remember this phone number, 1-844-55-GARTH. Give me a call. You can make a request, share a story, whatever you want, and then listen to Hear Yourself on the Garth Channel. Coming September 8th to Sirius XM. Ready for the phone number one more time?
Nope.
1-844-55-GARTH.
Great.
Love to hear from you.
Blood, everyone knows that. He makes Buntry music.
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined that made you this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dream and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. Kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up, call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today?
Yeah.
Day weekend. Do you have your final preparations set?
God has lost his only son. The brightest star no longer shines. Finally, this world is mine. Then he gathered all his demons near.
said we have conquered love with fear.
Yeah. Brooks, then I just spin up the dial to real jazz. And spa. This spa music.
Either named after or who the school founder is. I'm both. So those type of things, I wouldn't have wanted my students to get clowned based on my dumb answer around a family view.
You could see it on your face after you answered those questions. You were just like, oh no. You knew it. You knew it after you answered the question. You were just like, oh no. It was not a very respectable 73 points, Jalen. You lucked into it.
But one of my answers that was truly clutch
with Sean playing just the back of the bag at third.
Kaepernick's decision will be briefly mentioned in-game, reflecting our commitment to authenticity in Madden NFL 17. Overall, our new commentary will mainly center around on-field performance as well as major news like trades, free agency signings, and injuries. And we just had Charles Davis on last week on our show, and he's one of the announcers for the game this year. But it happened before the Kaepernick happened Friday night. I think we had Charles on Thursday, maybe. So this hadn't really taken shape yet. But how can they reference it? So they're going to go in there and they're going to record something that if you're playing the 49ers in the Madden game, you know, if Kaepernick is out there, they're going to say, oh, Kaepernick throws and it's incomplete. By the way, you didn't see Kaepernick standing in that line during the national anthem before the game because he's been sitting them out. And then what does the other guy pop on and say, you're right. Second down. I mean, like, you know, you're playing a video game. Does anybody care about that in a video game? They don't do the national anthem in the game, do they?
They do care, yes.
Not to my recollection. I haven't played the game in a few years, but I don't think they give the whole national anthem.
No.
I mean, what 9-year-old, 10-year-old kid is going to have the discipline? They want to play the game. They're not going to sit through the national anthem. They don't want that.
It's not for 9 or 10
like,
year olds.
Like, I remember you could always, like, you know, cut through, like, the intro screens or something on a video game just by pressing, like, one button. I was that guy. I didn't sit there and, like, wait out the long, exaggerated opens. You just do it. That's it. But you're paying for authenticity. That's what they want to give you. We'll see how long that takes to get going here. Let me say hi to Dana in Mississippi. Hi, Dana. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Dana, things are well. What's going on?
Never played bag before. It's interesting to hear your comments about it. Listen, I just wanted to talk to you about, I just happened to flip over to your station, and you were talking about the Teddy Bridgewater and the Vikings, and I just wanted to let you know the Vikings are going to get one heck of a receiver in Laquon Treadwell. I've seen that man.
He's a good player. Ole Miss, great player.
Potty potty. I mean, he's a great player. I've seen him catch him with his fingertips skipping over, you know, the linebacker is making great blocks for his quarterback, and he is a player. The Vikings won't need much of a quarterback
if a player, they can almost turn the game on its head by themselves just because she's such an impactful champion, and Pearson really, he really kind of feel bad kind of saying, looking at that top player and giving him his props, but he even though he is the best, you know, one of the best, he showed up in a big way and really helped them, you know, get this series win.
And what was crazy to me as well was that, like, at the very beginning of this, you know, in the first game, which Cloud9 did actually win, I want to point out, a lot of that was actually on the back of a Jensen all-in with Cassiopeia that actually knocked out Bjerg really early, and they were able to control that. So that was, like, the one bright moment that Jensen had, and I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be such a great set. Jensen's showing up. And then in games 2, 3, and 4, Bjergsen went, no more of that, and just kind of shut him down, unfortunately. All right, well, that is going to finish things up here, but Wyatt, thanks so much for jumping on as always. Really appreciate your insight.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
All right. And that's Wyatt Lyles. You can find him over at RotoWire, where he is an editor. And you can also find him on Twitter at WorldOfWyatt_. And check out what all he's been up to there. Yeah, that was so strange to me, though, because the first game was so promising for Cloud9, and that's the mark usually of a great team. It's a team that's able to see something that went wrong and then completely find a way to counter it, build in strategies against it, and that's exactly what Bjergsen and the rest of TSM did. He got all in once, they reacted, and it was pretty great. So TSM, obviously the clear-cut favorites out of NA to do something at Worlds. We'll see what they can do starting next month, though, in San Francisco. Just going to close things up for IGN Esports today. We're going to be back live tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, right here on Bleacher Report Radio, Sirius XM Channel 83. Big thanks to our producer, Joe Bagonas. We'll see you tomorrow. What?
Are you prepared for your fantasy football draft?
Who's entered? Who's starting? Rookies? Sleepers?
World's gone real fucking weird, man.
800-370-8283.
Don't let one drop of water...
One sports station talking about fucking Madden commentary updates, then I flick it up one fucking channel, and it's literally a fucking League of Legends show. That then uses Sonic music as their... Just goes to satellite radio show.
Our legs. We're not looking for excuses. We're going to go out and we're going to fight like we always do. We got some great football players on this team. You know, figure out ways to win football games if he's not here, and this is what we're going to do.
The Chiefs place linebacker Justin Houston on the PUP list. He'll sit out the first 6 games of the season as he continues to rehab from ACL surgery. Other players placed on the PUP list today include Patriots running back Deion Lewis, Dolphins defensive end Deion Jordan, and Steelers tight end Ladarius Green. The Giants are bringing back offensive lineman Will Beattie on a 1-year contract. The 49ers place...
All right. I am home. Get to work, get some stuff written, do some things, and I'll see you later. I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day.